All right. Welcome back, everybody, to the Killer Frogs bullpen. This is episode 12. TCU is taking on Houston this weekend. After going 1-2 against OSU, Frogs are looking to bounce back. Nate, how are you doing?
Good. How about you, Carson? How are you holding up and everything?
I'm doing okay. The sooner that we get to watch TCU baseball again, the happier I get. I
I
mean,
know it's been a week full of kind of like despair and like waiting.
now come Sunday, this mood could get extremely bad or extremely good. We'll see. JD, of course, is not joined by us today, because he had better stuff to do and he doesn't like us anymore. But that's okay. He'll be back next week. First of all, let's go ahead and kind of get our Big 12 predictions out of the way, so we can kind of dive in on Houston versus TCU. I'll list out the series between Big 12 teams. You give me what series you expect to be the best. We've got Texas Tech at UCF, Texas at Kansas State, Cincinnati at Baylor, Kansas at BYU, and Oklahoma State at West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of good matchups this week. I'm gonna pay attention to two of them. I'm gonna say Texas and Kansas State. I
Okay.
think that'll be a very good matchup. I mean, they're both completely opposite teams, and I think it'll be a good matchup at the end of the week. We'll see if Texas can slug them out, but I think Kansas State gets that series win. And
Really?
Texas Tech and UCF, I think UCF has some tricks up their sleeve. And I think they're a sneaky good team. So Texas Tech, if they want to get back on things, they're going to need to do what TCU does and keep winning. So they need to win the series, they need to win the next series and get back up to the top. So I think it'll be a good game to watch. A series, I mean.
Texas Tech at UCF. I definitely underlined that because it seems like both of those teams. Let me look real quick. Texas Tech sits at 18-7. Houston sits at 15-9. I feel like both of those teams are kind of trying to figure out, are we good or not? Or are we just kind of posers right now? Texas Tech obviously has the bats to do it. UCF kind of just is a streaky team. I'm also kind of interested in Cincinnati versus Baylor, just because Baylor, with how they've been playing, I mean, they should, I don't know, I feel like they should take that series easily because Cincinnati's strength of schedule isn't great at all. But
Yeah,
I
I
could be
mean,
mistaken.
yeah, you couldn't have worded it better. I mean, Baylor's been performing at a level that has gotten them by. I'm not gonna say they're performing at a high level yet, but they're starting to figure things out. So I think Cincinnati should be worried, and I think Baylor will take that series.
Yeah, I think so too. Kind of moving along to the Houston preview. Who does the TCU pitching staff need to watch out for?
Yeah, I mean, you got a few good options. You got, I think I'm gonna pronounce his name right, Anthony, John. He's a stud,
Wait,
and
who's the
I.
TCU pitching staff need to watch
Oh,
out for?
that's my bad.
We'll get to Antoine Jean. Don't worry.
I mean, they got a streaky lineup. Not gonna lie, but. What I've noticed with their lineup is they formed it in a way where they have their studs at the top, studs in the middle, and studs at the end. So I don't think there's one person that you got to worry for, but like I'm gonna say they're gonna want to get Carey Arboleda going, because I was reading a lot on him, and they need him to be a stud for this lineup to work. Like commanded. And to be honest, their bullpen's been folding. Other than that, they've been pretty good team. So I think the whole lineup is something the TCU bullpen needs to watch out for. I don't think it's just a specific player.
When you look at the guys that they have as qualified hitters, there's kind of five or six guys that you can circle and be like, hey, that guy can be a difference maker. Overall, Overall, this season, they've only got two guys batting over 300, but, or, oh, I'm sorry, in the qualified hitters, they've only got two batting over 300, but in the guys that haven't had enough at bats, they've got four guys hitting over 300 that are most likely going to play in this series. Yeah, I mean, Kerry Arboleda, Joey Craig, I mean, Kobe De Jesus? De
Yeah.
Jesus? De Jesus? I'm not sure how to pronounce it. But yeah, it seems like all these guys can be factors in this weekend where it could be a battle of who's got the better bench. I mean, TC,
Yeah.
we've seen flashes of guys off the bench being really good. I'm sure JD is going to be really interested to see if Brody Green plays this weekend. Because that would give TCU's lineup just a huge jump start, I feel.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the key. I think you couldn't have said it better. It's going to be a battle of the benches, because both teams like to pinch hit, sub the lineups out. I
Yeah.
mean, I was looking at Houston each day, there's something different. And I think it's kind of like us, they're trying to figure stuff out and who's working and who's not. And so I think we should be keep an eye on every single batter on this roster because they could be sneaky good.
Yeah. Kind of switching gears towards the pitching sides of things. I'll go first on this one. On the Houston pitching, is it solid or have they just not played good competition? I'm going to go with the latter. I don't think they've played very good competition so far, and so I'm kind of interested to see how TCU hitters attack Antoine Jean, or I feel like TCU as a whole kind of likes to go up against these good pitchers and get to them early. But this season obviously being completely different so far. I'll say different to not jinx anything. I feel like this Houston pitching could be vulnerable, and I feel like that could lead to TCU getting the series.
Yeah, I mean, yes, their competition hasn't been ideal, but I'm gonna go with that they have some good arms. But I mean, the strikeout numbers that they've gotten, especially Jackson Jilkin and Antoine John,
Yeah.
both of those guys have a high strikeout count. And I mean, yes, you can play some pretty mid teams, but strikeout numbers is being able to place the ball where you need it. If you're in collegiate baseball, you should be able to hit a ball. And if it's thrown right out of the plate, you're expected to hit it unless it's just straight up gas. And what I've seen from these guys is they're placement pitchers. They're throwing mid 90s, but they're not throwing high 90s. So I expect this roster to have some good pitching in it. But to go off what you've said, they haven't played many people, so this could be their first true test to see, are we good or are we just kind of like
If
playing with our food right here?
we can even call it a test,
Yeah.
as much as I hate to say that about TCU baseball, or at least the TCU hitting right now. Yeah, Antoine Jean with 34 strikeouts, Jackson Jilkin with 39. The next closest is Chris Stewart with 22. That's a huge discrepancy in strikeouts, I feel like.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I think they have their guys that are going to get them in long innings. And this is what's going to be the deal breaker. And this is what I've been looking at their team. If you can get on them early, because you're likely not going to get on Antoine. So if you can get on their Saturday guy, who's only been going, I mean, he's gone from anywhere from one inning to three innings. That's it. So if you can get on that guy, make them use bullpen where they don't have many options, I think TC will be set up good. And if they can pull out a win with Toley pitching on, I think he's pitching on Friday. But if we can ease out a win there, we're going to be set up good. So just keep an eye on that.
Yeah, I do think that pitching matchup is going to be absolutely electric. I looked at just kind of a side note. I looked at a few of their games, just kind of around their schedule, it seems like whenever they score first, they tend to win that game, even if it's close at the end, even if it's a shootout. So I think, I mean, just TCU defense, TCU pitching is just going to have to be rock solid this weekend against a Houston team that can go in and sweep you if they play the right baseball. Moving on. Will Justin Murray continue his success in Big 12 play? He is currently hitting .382 with 13 hits and a .475 on base percentage rate.
I mean, yes, I think he'll continue that. Especially with how the TCU bullpen has been going at it. I don't think he'll get to our starters, but he's been on base a lot and he's drawing walks, he's getting hits. So he's a dangerous player, and I think he wants to carry that success over, and he's been able to do so far, and I don't think he's going to stop now. I think he's going to be like Logan Maxwell, where he's going to get at least a hit or get on base at least every game.
Love the Logan Maxwell mention right there. Always love hearing about my
Always.
guy.
Absolute stud.
What would you say is the most important key to TCU winning the series this weekend?
I'd say it's fighting through adversity. We've lost a lot of key, like pitchers. I don't know what happened to Hunter Hodges, but I don't believe that he pitched at all this weekend. And I'm pretty sure he's dealing with some issue. I don't know. And then Kyle Ayers and then Brody Green. All being out. So you got to fight through these issues and get these players back on the field. Hopefully, Kyle Ayers' arm is not completely toast.
Yeah.
But we'd love to see him get back because he's starting to figure it out. And Hunter Hodges is one of those arms that you cannot lose. So it's things like that.
Yeah, that's two. I mean, those are two guys that have been eating innings really well. I know that both of them have kind of had their a couple times where they've looked a little unsteady. But like Kyle Ayers can kind of tend to be a little bit wild, but I mean, those are guys that TCU is going to have when you play teams like Texas, when you play teams like West Virginia, when you play teams like, I mean, Kansas State. I mean, Kansas State, they don't do very well on the road, but well, historically against TCU at least. I was going to say they're 3-0 right now away, so I could just be eating my own words right now.
Yeah, it could be their year.
But historically, Kansas State doesn't play TCU well when it's in Fort Worth. But I mean, it could just be a difference between bullpen arms at that point, kind of looking forward. Let's kind of switch gears over towards last week's results. Peyton Tolley wins unanimous pitcher of the week. Any thoughts?
I mean, it's well deserved, and I don't even think it was a question by the performance he pitched. We hadn't seen him throw that fast this year. And I
Yeah.
think it was part adrenaline and part just like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to put this team on my back. And I love to see him hyped up. And I love to see him amp up the team because that's what we need right now. And we need him to be a leader because he's been there. He knows baseball, and I think he'll be a key moving forward. If he can continue what he's doing right now, we're gonna be in good shape if we can turn the season around. And but his performance was absolutely stellar. He minimized errors and he got us out of a few difficult situations that could have been a lot of damage. And I'm happy Sarluce chose to leave him in that day, because with Sarluce's, whether it's right or wrong, he loves to change pitchers out, especially when they get into those deep innings. If they give up a hit or something, he stuck with the guy, and I think that's a huge confidence booster for Tolley as we move forward.
Yeah, Sarlos does kind of have a he has had a tendency in the past to kind of pitch around guys when you don't really need to. Towards about the fifth or sixth inning, I was thinking to myself, okay, well, How long is Sarlo's going to extend Tolley? Like, are we thinking like seventh inning? Are we thinking possibly starting the eighth? But I think he got in trouble in the sixth and eighth inning, and he got out of the jam both times. And that's where I was like, okay, so he has the utmost confidence in Tolley now after that performance. So I'm interested to see how many runs do you think Sarlos lets up before he pulls Tolley this weekend? Well, tomorrow.
I would
'Cause
say it depends on what part of the game it is. If it's
right.
early, I think he lets him go anywhere from 5 runs let up.
Think so.
Now, if we get past the fifth inning, I would say 3
Right.
at most. And if we get past the seventh inning, if he makes it that far, 1.
Yeah.
I just think it's going to be that close.
Yeah, I do think that the leash on Tolley is definitely a lot longer tomorrow, though. I think it's definitely changed from 2 weeks ago, where it's kind of like, okay, Tolley walked two in a row. Let's go out for a mound visit and get somebody hot in the bullpen. I feel like he's going to be just kind of take a step back and give him a lot of room to work.
For sure.
Nate, who needs a bigger weekend? Carson Bowen or Peyton Chatagnier?
Peyton Chatagnier. Carson Bowen is at least just putting at least some good plays in there. Peyton Chatagnier has gone completely cold, and it's kind of sad to see. And I mean, his swing, he'll hit it hard, but it's almost like he's hitting it right into the people, outfielders. And that's not gonna roll as a leadoff batter. And I think going forward, he needs to go back down to the lineup, and let somebody else lead off. Get his confidence back up. But Peyton Chatagnier needs to prove this weekend that he still has it. Or we need to start thinking of different options until he can figure it out.
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and disagree with you. I think it's Carson Bowen, because Chatagnier, he's been hitting the ball on the screws about the past 4 or 5 games, but like you said, it's right to guys. Can't really do anything about it. You're just hitting right into him. That's just baseball. Carson Bowen, on the other hand, I feel like the drop off from his hitting from last year to this year has been more alarming than anything, because Chatagnier, at least he showed signs of having like cold streaks at Ole Miss, but Bowen hasn't looked as pure of a hitter as he was last year.
Yeah, and I mean, I see your point right there, but I don't know. I feel like until Chatagnier gets a different mindset, of that he has to take the ball out of the park every time, I think he needs a mental reset or somebody's got to tell him something. You got to get a different game plan. Is it a fifth year, player?
Yes.
You got to know baseball and you got to put in your play. Carson Bowen's young and I think he needs to have a good deal, but honestly, he's been honestly pretty decent defensively, whether he's playing catcher or first base.
Yeah.
But we can't, I think he'll get it together. I think his hitting from last year will come back. But I think whatever he's trying to do with his swing right now, it just looks off. And I think Carson Bowen will figure it out pretty quickly, moving forward.
Yeah, do you think that Sarlos is going to change the lineup any this weekend?
To be honest, it's going to be dependent on if Brody Green's healthy. If Brody Green's healthy, yeah, I could see that. And I think that's going to be dependent if Chatagnier rests a game or so, because Ryder's been hitting the ball pretty decent. I mean, his numbers don't reflect, but he's been getting a few hits here and there and getting on base. So I could see Ryder Robinson moving over to that second base spot, and Brody Green reclaiming that third base spot, and maybe Jack Basir moving into the DH role. We'll see, because we need somebody who's going to hit the ball. So I could see there
Yeah.
being a change in the lineup.
I do think that we'll see a little bit more of Basir this weekend. If Brody Green does not play, I do think we'll see a little bit more of Basir. Might even see some other guys get a shot again. Because some of the other guys on our bench only have like 4 or 5 at bats just because they've only been in 1 or 2 games. I'd be really interested to see some new guys.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to throwing Dewar out there. We'll see some new guys while we're struggling. Because later in the season you can't, and if somebody goes down, you never know.
Nate, give me your prediction for this weekend. Just give me I don't know why I started another sentence. Give me your prediction.
I think the Frogs win this series. I think it'll be a dogfight, but I think we'll win the series. I think Tolley pitches a masterclass again, and we get the win on Friday night. I think Cole Klecker turns it around. I've never seen Cole Klecker have two bad games. He always turns
True.
it around, and
Yeah.
if he limits the home runs, I mean, he's fine. He pitched fine last week. He had th some good pitches. And I don't think if he didn't have that one inning, we're okay. And I think if we pitch Luis Rodriguez on Sunday, I think we have a chance at that game.
I think they will. I think with how he's been pitching lately, I feel like he's kind of solidified that Sunday start role. And I know that he is important in the relief role. Like if, but I feel like you would only use him in relief if you know that you're not going to win on Sunday.
Yeah.
Like if you win Friday night and you know that your Sunday starter can't hang with theirs, that's when I feel like you can throw him in relief Saturday and try and get the series win. But I think until further notice, I think he's the Sunday starter.
Yeah, and I think the only thing that concerns me is last year's injury. It almost seemed like when he started going into that starting role and pitching those long innings, his arm kind of gave out kind of feeling, and I don't want that to happen because we're in early and kind of almost the midpoint of the season. You need him to be solid, and but right now we're in a position where we got to win every game that we can, so I like him in that position, so I like our chances this weekend, and I think our bullpen is going to have a good weekend as well, so.
I like that. I like, oh my God, voice crack. I like that prediction a lot as well. I'm also gonna go 2-1 on the weekend because I think it's home field advantage. And I think that somebody stepped up and said something about how they were playing on the weekend. I think that somebody probably addressed the team, and I feel like this team's gonna have a different energy about them. And I know I say that pretty much all the time when I predict them to win a series, that they have a different energy about them, but that's something that I truly believe in. I do think Cole Klecker, I'm going to agree with you there as well. I think he has a better game than last Saturday. So yeah, I'm going to go 2-1 on the weekend. Before we close it off, I know it was a short episode, but do you have any thoughts?
No, but I sure hope we turn it around because there's a lot of talent on this roster that we don't want to waste per se. And you're not gonna get a lot of these players back. I mean, you're not gonna get Peyton Chatagnier back. So I would like to see him turn it around and make that one more College World Series appearance, but it's gonna take everybody. For some reason, TCU team, this TCU baseball team always starts slow every year. So I'm not too worried yet, but it's something to keep an eye on for sure. These injuries, because who knows when they'll come back? You're already missing people like Cohen Fesser, who's already sidelined with arm injury. You're missing guys like that, and Sarlos is not keen on pitching anybody else, so we gotta be very close attention to our injuries and what we gotta do moving forward, whether it be rest and changing up lineups. And like you said, the weekend's been a struggle, but during the week we've been okay. And yeah, they're not the caliber of teams that you're playing, but we played DBU pretty fine, and it seems like the the difference of a lineup has helped. And maybe those younger guys, it's time to start them for one of these series games and see what we can do. But that's all I got.
Yeah, that DBU win might go a long way later in the season when you're talking about NCAA tournament type stuff, ranking type stuff. We'll see. Hopefully it's a good series between TCU and Houston. Good meaning that TCU wins, preferably every day. But that's really all I've got. I think it's going to be a good one. Thank you guys for listening to us on the Killer Frogs bullpen. And we will catch you guys next time.
See you later.